Coast Radio News for Wednesday, April 7, 2021. I'm George Henry. At Monday evening's City Council meeting, Councilor Sally Wants expressed concern over the lack of a quorum at March 30th's EMAC meeting. Wants quoted two members of the committee that expressed a desire to have the committee dissolved. The committee has been embroiled in controversy regarding the topic of a potential subcommittee dealing with climate change and the impact of global warming. Several committee members were not present at the meeting, and without a quorum, the meeting had to be canceled. At Monday evening City Council meeting, Wants said that it was important to have the discussions about important topics, even if volunteer committee members disagree on the subject of the topic.
And if you don't like the topic or the agenda, at least show up. Express your views. Hear the other sides. Then vote. That's where the magic is. That's where the power is.
Mayor Henry rebutted Wants' concern, saying that the members that were absent from the meeting had already expressed that they would not be able to make the special session. Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum is cautioning Oregonians not to post pictures of their vaccination cards on social media. Rosenblum said it could be inviting identity theft. Items that contain your full name, date of birth, where you got your vaccine, and the date you received it could be used by individuals wishing to steal your identity. While the information does not contain every item needed to steal your identity, Rosenblum describes it as a piece of a puzzle that can be added to other information found readily on the Internet. The Oregon Department of Transportation has provided an update on construction at the Silt Coos River Bridge south of Florence. ODOT is in the process of widening the deck of the bridge and has removed the east railing. Bridge traffic remains at one lane and is regulated by a temporary stoplight at both ends of the bridge. Construction is expected to continue for about 18 months. COVID-19 case numbers continue to rise in Lane County, and yesterday another 41 cases were reported. This included the 190th case for the Florence area. The uptick in cases is being felt across the state as another 544 cases have been reported. Even as vaccinations have been hitting record daily numbers, the amount of new cases are a cause for concern for the Oregon Health Authority. Numbers of persons considered infectious in the county also continues to be high, with 210 individuals in that category. Cases per 100,000 individuals is currently at 67.91 for Lane County, which is enough to move the county from the low-risk to moderate-risk category. Governor Kate Brown has given Lane County and four other counties a two-week stay to see if the numbers will go back down. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, April 7th, 2021.